B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
As Mahomes had a victory formation one last time, drops to the knee. And the Chiefs, indeed, are now officially 4-0. The Patriots are 2-2. Words exchanged, pleasant words, between Stephon Gilmore and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and Bill Belichick. Bump forearms.
Apologies to Bob Sosi. That clip's going to get replayed a few times now.
Is that the Irish kid?
And he sort of slipped up on Patrick Mahomes' name.
McFiddle? McDiddle? What's
his
name?
Which, knowing how Bob is a perfectionist.
Oh, God.
You know, he hears that and he's like, damn it, what happened there? That would be the conversation at the end of the game between Stephon Gilmore and Patrick Mahomes.
He does look like a leprechaun. Me leprechaun, McHomes. Arrgh, me pirate. Oh, news continues to spin, huh?
Another day, another COVID test. So you've heard this by now. Stephon Gilmore has tested positive for the New England Patriots. Gee, this keeps happening to the Patriots' best players.
Best player on offense, your best player on defense have it.
What kind of luck is that?
But they're both asymptomatic, which I think is a good thing.
Of course it's a good thing. Yeah. Yes. So
it's like, damn, how many people in this world have it and just don't know they have it? That's what's crazy. Talking about asymptomatic means you don't feel sick, you don't have symptoms.
What is
carrying,
it?
Like, I can be carrying it. I don't know. Like, you don't get tested every day. I don't get tested every day. Hardy doesn't. Jim doesn't. Someone could have it and be carrying it, not know it. Like, you could have it and not know it. That's they test every day. And some, since Cam Newton got tested positive, test multiple times a day.
There's also this tweet from Jason Lock and Four a couple minutes ago. Patriots all virtual today.
Yep.
Closed facility. Some players who have not yet tested positive are feeling under the weather. And would have to stay home anyway.
Hey, getting to the point now where people are getting a little cough, a little fever, a little sniffle. The head cold's starting to come around.
Well, this is important to note as well, that the plane that was the COVID plane out of Providence on Saturday, Gilmore was on that plane.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
So because he was on that plane, he was already deemed someone who had a close contact with Cam Newton. And so he was susceptible to its spreading, and getting it through that spread. You've got to wonder how many other players on that plane who were put in that same category could now be dealing with those symptoms, not yet testing positive, or will soon test positive. We know the incubation period of this virus is, well, it varies.
It varies.
Anywhere from like 2 to 14 days.
Yeah.
So when they played that game on Monday night,
mm-hmm.
Everybody knew this was a possibility. Everybody did. The league did. The Patriots surely did.
That's why he took two planes.
It's why they took two planes.
That's why they took two planes. Duh. Yeah.
So they knew it was a possibility, and they played through it. They did. And so I think when you look at this week, I think they're going to try and play through it again. And as of right now, the league is telling at least some of the media, Mike Kliss, who is out in Denver, longtime Broncos guy, a reporter for the Broncos.
Is that the guy that hates Wallach?
I don't know. Does he?
No, that's Darren McKee.
Oh, Darren McKee.
I don't think he's working right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't he get let go for tweeting out COVID news?
He tweeted about the Nuggets, but didn't say Nuggets.
Oh, my God. That's right.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
How would your phone autocorrect? He said it was autocorrect. That's right.
It's man.
That means you've typed that a lot.
Is that what it is? It learns, the words?
I type shut, like in spelling, like, hey, shut up. And it always goes S-H-I-T up.
Oh.
That means you type that a lot.
Anyway, Mike Kliss, I forget who he used to work for. Now he works for Nine News out in Denver. But he's a longtime NFL writer. And he tweeted an hour ago, just got word from the league, Broncos-Patriots game. It's on. We'll let you know if something changes.
Yeah, the TV this morning, it's on. Yep.
There are no indications that this week's game will now be paused or pushed back as of yet because of this.
Right.
But the Patriots could be on the verge of a Titans-like breakout. It's a possibility.
It is. Totally is. Everything's on the table here. Everything's on the table. You got to keep your fingers crossed and continue to test and hope you produce two straight days of negative.
You know what will be interesting now is, do any Kansas City Chiefs test positive in the coming week?
That's because you had the face-to-face meetings and the hugs. The whole team, basically the whole team, they like each other. They respect each other. You watch the post game, they're all hugging and slapping five and exchanging handshakes with sweat and Mahomes and Stephon and Brayson.
They're breathing in each other's faces. Yeah.
But you like they the suck biggest face.
Thing. But yeah. And so I think you're going to see that maybe. The league already banned the jerseys.
Oh, it's good they did that, right? Because that really stopped.
And I saw that on Monday night. I'm like, what good is banning the jersey swap if this still goes on?
Right.
But this was the big concern when the Titans breakout was happening. They were watching the Minnesota team very, very closely because they were, and then they were set to go visit the Texans and
were fine.
This is how the dominoes start. No, there were, I mean, after that breakout, and that's, that's what it was. He had a total of, what did it end up being, 14 players and staff from the Tennessee Titans once they started
two more
testing
this morning.
Negative.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was contained within that organization and nothing seemingly spread to the team that they had played just, a couple days before or the day before. So that's what the hope would be here. But this is the point. And to everyone who says, well, here you go, if you've got one more. And it looks bad, it feels bad, because for the Patriots, it's happened, of the three tests, it's happened to your two best players. It's happened to your two most important players. And that's why it's so eye-popping, I think, to people. And that's why there's going to be knee-jerk to say, well, you can't play and you got to show. This is why they test. This is why they test so much, so that you don't have to stop playing games. So that you don't have to grind everything to a halt and shut it down even for, a week or a period of weeks. That's why you test multiple times. Everybody gets tested every day so that when you do identify people who are positive, they're isolated and the rest of everyone can go about their business.
Right.
Except there's a massive flaw in that Monday night, after some players could have contracted it, they could be spreading it among themselves and with an opposing team because it will be days before they test positive.
But this is
so
what
the idea of isolating through testing. Listen, we know it doesn't work. It's better than nothing, but it doesn't. It's not any sort of failsafe.
No, and I understand it's not a perfect system, but this is the system that they've come up with. The reason why they're testing so much and so often is so that when there are positive cases, those people are sequestered, quarantined, whatever, and everyone else can continue. And it's really unfortunate when it happens to your two best players, but to any players. This is the whole idea. If you didn't care about continuing with it, then you wouldn't be testing every day. You test once a week, and if there's a positive test, you just shut the whole thing down. Otherwise, what's the point of multiple tests every day? This is why they do it. Yeah. It's literally what they signed up for.
Or
I should say literally what they didn't sign out of,
They know going in that they're going to push through.
This is what
I get a kick out of people. Oh, you got to shut it down. No, they're not shutting it down. This is what they went back and forth all July for. This is why training camps got pushed back. We want to know what it's going to be. And then, yes, the league has adjusted some of the protocols because they're coming down harder on them because they don't want it to spread. And I think that's a good thing. Like, coaches now know we got to double up wearing a mask. Bill said yesterday, what's required? Everybody's asking, why does he have two masks? And he goes, well, we've been told to do that. Then you do it.
Was it the two masks or was it like the...
Two.
Was it the thing that goes under the mask to keep it from pressing up against your lips?
Have you seen those things?
Oh, my God.
He had an N95 and then a gator over it.
Oh, okay. Because they had...
I don't know what you're talking about. Now I want to know what...
Yeah, I want one. I want it.
My mother sent some to the kids.
Nice lady.
They're these shells that you put in the mask that keep the mask from,
so you could talk.
Especially in the gators, when you get a little stubble going and it keeps sticking and pulling and stuff. So
are bad. You shouldn't wear gators.
Well, as we well know.
T-Bone.
No, T-Bone doesn't wear a gator anymore.
T-Bone just took it off. Again, I can't use the gator. Just take it off.
It moves it away from your nose and mouth just a little bit. It's like this little shell. It's a little
It's like a tent.
Pushes it out.
It's a tent.
It's a tent.
It tents your mouth.
Mouth tent.
I want a tent for my mouth. I talk all the time. I hate wearing a mask talking. It's because it moves.
Right.
You can wear the mask, go shopping, and not talk, and it's fine.
Right.
But second you start talking, like, hear that? I already got 10, 12 stubble. I shaved at 6:30 this morning. I already got stubble.
Well, if you think the NFL is going to shut down, it's not going to shut down.
Good luck.
They're not there yet. It's going to take a lot more than this for the league to shut down. But now it's Stephon Gilmore. Let's talk about the timeline for the week and what might happen here for the Patriots between now and Sunday. Their facility now closed today. We'll talk to Bert Breer coming up today. We got a lot to get to ahead of what will be a Patriots-Broncos game played at some point. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I don't know when, but it will be played. We'll talk more about it coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Unfortunately, two new positive tests among players this morning with the Tennessee Titans. That comes after two straight days without positives, which had increased the hope that they could reopen their facility. Remember, they have not been in their facility since last Monday due to the outbreak there. So their game against Buffalo this weekend is in serious jeopardy, and that might not be able to be rescheduled. They've already used their bye week to reschedule the Steelers-Titans game from last week. Buffalo plays on Thursday in week six, so they're not going to move that game back from Sunday to Monday and have Buffalo only 2 days between games. Mm-hmm. So that game could be canceled. It could be forfeited by the Tennessee Titans if they find that the Titans are responsible for the outbreak. So we're watching that obviously very closely. A lot of uncertainty around that game. In terms of the Patriots-Broncos game, Yes. It's going to depend on what happens next. They will do the contact tracing for Stephon Gilmore. They will do further testing. If the contact tracing and further testing reveals no further problems, it's possible the Patriots-Broncos game could go on as scheduled Sunday, albeit likely without Stephon Gilmore.
Dan Graziano with a report on how this all sort of shakes out from here. Patriots facility is closed. They just played a game on Monday night, so they didn't practice yesterday. They're closed today. I could easily see them being closed again tomorrow. How's this going to play out, Zo? How's this going to look the rest of the week if they are to play on Sunday? Will they have enough time to prepare for the game itself?
They may not be back in a facility till Friday or Saturday.
It's certainly possible, if not likely.
I mean, you function in Kansas City against the best team at football without having really any offensive game plan. It got tweaked in 40 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hearing Coach talk about it, they're basically hour to hour from Friday on. They had no clue what the hell was going on. So you're scrambling. You're scrambling every hour just to pull something together. You're going to be able to virtually meet. You've had 4 weeks of football now. So it ain't rocket science. You know what I mean? At least you're going to be able to talk about what plays we want to potentially run, what coverages they're going to potentially show you. You're going to be able to look at film. You're going to be able to digest things mentally. And it becomes going out there and reacting. You know, you may not be able to practice this week. You may get to a point this entire year where teams may play, and they talked about this a week ago with the Titans. You may just be able to virtually meet. You may never meet in your facility. Keep people separate. Then go play. That's your job. Go out and play the best you can. It's a weird year. It's a hell of a weird year.
617-779-0985. Brandon emailed us and said, guys, I love that football is on and looked like a solid product, but what is the NFL doing? The Pats and Chiefs needed to be postponed more than a couple of days. The NFL needs to be much more strict. Just add a couple of makeup weeks to the end of the year and avoid stuff like this. Don't rush it. If the Pats needed a COVID plan and a normal plane, the game should not be played. Because guess what the COVID plane players just interacted with the face of your league? One of those guys, Stephon Gilmore, just interacted face-to-face, close contact with Patrick Mahomes Monday night. So to go to this, to say, you know, the NFL needed to cancel that game and postpone that game, and they just need to add a couple of makeup weeks. If one singular test postpones games, they're never going to get a season in.
Right.
And if you thought the NFL was going to come back and have no positive tests, I think you were extremely naive.
Right. They obviously expected them. And you know going in that this is potentially what you may have to do is not practice and play. Based on TV contracts, getting games in and them making sure, I mean, they're losing the gate. You think they want to lose TV money? Think the league wants to lose that? No.
Did players and owners and coaches and everyone that did want to come back and do it?
This is why guys had the option to opt out.
Think there would be no
test? Two options.
They think nobody was going to be positive?
No, I don't think so.
How could you possibly have thought that?
No, and I understand they're afraid to bring it home.
But that's, as they should be.
It's the risk of everybody has when you leave your house or when you leave or you go to work or you do your job or you interact with people. You risk, or you go to a store. You risk bringing it home. That's what you do.
So I just
try and do the best you can. Wash your hands, wear a mask, and kind of reset here, you know?
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, that doesn't mean everything's going to be fine. That doesn't mean that everything was going to be fine in this league. And I think that they accepted that walking through the door back in July, August. I think they knew that was going to be the case. So if you had two positive tests over the weekend, that was not going to be enough of a meeting the threshold for the NFL to move the game.
No.
And it's not going to be enough this week.
They're going to look at the overall numbers and the percentage of the low amount of people that are testing based on the people that they're testing every day. And this is not a bubble. This isn't the NHL. This isn't Major League Baseball. This isn't the NBA down in Orlando. It's sort of floating here. You're trying to do the best you can at your facility, and they do. They space you out, and they invest a lot of money trying to protect these players and give them the ability to work and work at a safe distance. But you can't control guys when they leave the building. Look at Cam. You know? Who knows how Gilmore got it? You get it from Cam?
Well, he was on the COVID plane, which means he had a close contact with Cam, which could very well be why the NFL is looking at the Patriots saying, why is a corner in close contact with your quarterback?
I think captain.
Well, I don't know. Who was Stephon Gilmore covering the week before? Darren Waller a few times?
Yeah.
Darren Waller had that event. The Raiders are starting to have positive tests. Like, so the Vikings thing, having zero positives, right? That's one thing. But the Raiders and Patriots played each other, and they're both having positive tests. So maybe there is a connection on the field, too.
Could be. No, there absolutely could be. But right. I'm just saying,
you have a 2 to 14-day incubation period.
Gilmore was targeted and tagged as a close contact of Cam. That's why he was on the COVID plane.
Right.
So
That registered on the
right
on
registered
the data.
On the beep beep.
Yep.
So I'm just wondering if that's why the league is saying, why is one of your corners so close to your quarterback all the time? What the hell's what are you guys doing over there?
What the hell is that got to do with
both captain? Are they, yeah, is Gilmore captain?
They're
the same team.
They're your two team leaders. You're not gonna.
What is there?
Woody, you know what? You, Stephon, stay over there in that side of the room. Cam's gonna go in the other meeting room, and you guys never see each other.
Well, we already know, and Bert will be with us
coming
up at the top of the hour.
You guys never shower near each other.
It seems absurd to say that two teammates would spend too much time together, but in the league's eyes, it raised a red flag, the number of close contacts that Cam had.
If Brady was here, do you think Edelman would be in close contact with him?
So, they're on the same side of the ball. They play together.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just raising a possibility.
I understand that.
Considering that when these guys are in the locker room, they're supposed to be masked up and spaced by 6 feet or more.
Which they are.
Right.
Yep. And then you have team meeting rooms that you go in as a team.
Oh, do the corners and quarterbacks have a lot of meetings together?
Well, you could sit 6 feet away from a guy.
Sure.
In a team meeting.
That wouldn't be a close contact.
But if you bump next to the guy and it records it, you walk, say, another 2 feet closer to him, it's going to register.
My guess is that they're using some sort of CDC guidelines on this, which, again, requires that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You got to spend a total of 15 minutes in close contact, not just
grazing
elbows in the hallways.
Yeah. Which is maybe why Mahomes won't get it.
And we're basing all of this, we're operating off the assumption that these players are giving it to each other. And Zoe, I think you said it, like, who knows where it came from? You know, everything is watched very closely, and they're being tested more than anybody, and very strict rules inside the facility and for travel. But the fact is, their circles or their bubbles are much larger than everyday people. So whether they're going to the facility, they're going home, they have families and people coming in and out of the house, they're traveling, they're playing other teams. So with all the precautions and all the safeguards that are in place, they're still exposed and exposing themselves and each other to a lot more people. They're coming into contact a lot more than I think most people are these days, who are either not going into the office at all or just going to the store for short periods of time, or kids still might be home from school. So all these systems that are in place, I think it's incorrect for us to just automatically assume that the players are passing around to each other. In some cases, of course, it's going to be the most likely circumstance, but these guys are going to work every day. They're coming home. Their families are doing whatever they're doing. Their circles are expanded more than ours. So for us to just assume they're passing it from each other in the locker room might not be right.
Yeah. It's certainly possible. I mean, what do we think is most likely, though? You had a positive player and a COVID plane and a guy who was on the COVID plane. I mean, you know what I mean?
Okay, but then where did Cam Newton get it? Everyone now
brain tree.
Yeah. So he's the only one going out, though.
What's that?
I mean, there's other players that are going out.
Players have been seen at steak restaurants here.
Right.
Locally.
I mean, there's other people going out. We know it's Cam Newton because it's Cam Newton. Oh my God, it's Cam Newton. I mean, if we're talking about most likely, it seems really unlikely that one player got it from another player and they were the only one or two.
New guy, you're here.
Right, but we're
in
a
new city. I'm Stephon Gilmore. I'll take you out to eat with me. Let's go out to eat.
It never seemed likely to me that Gilmore was the only guy who got it on the team, even for a period of those 2 days.
You're talking about Cam Newton, not Gilmore, right?
Yeah. Okay. Cam Newton, it's like, well, that doesn't seem right.
And we
can't be. How is that possible that only one guy has it?
And we've got three players now on the list for the Patriots, two that are confirmed having tested positive. And according to Jason Lockett Ford, there are other Patriots players who do not feel well today who are still testing negative. So, I mean, do you think the Titans all got it in different places? Or did they get it around the people that they spent the most time with, which is the people they go to work with every day for long hours?
There's no way of knowing. They can do all the contact tracing they want, but unless you're going to contact trace everything that they're doing and the people that around them are doing and their families are getting tested with the same frequency that they are, you know, you want to be able to, I get it. People want answers. It's human nature. You want to solve the puzzle. I don't think there are easy and universally accepted answers and all this stuff. Well, it's not going to stop people from demanding them and get to the bottom of this. You may not get to the bottom of it.
617-779-0985. Cam Newton has tweeted to wear your mask and keep your distance with a picture of him properly wearing his mask. It's too bad he hadn't done that outside the facility in previous weeks.
Oh, right.
Should have followed his own advice. Let's get to your calls.
It wasn't his advice then, Beetle. It's his advice now.
Correct.
You can't go back in time.
He learned about it now.
Yeah, that's good. He's had an awakening.
Yeah.
We'll get to your calls coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is now the third case for the Patriots, the third player expected to land on the reserve COVID-19 list since last Saturday. Cam Newton tested positive on Friday, of course, did not play in a game that ended up being postponed until Monday night in Kansas City. Yesterday, practice squad defensive tackle Bill Murray ended up on the reserve COVID-19 list, and now Stephon Gilmore with a positive test for COVID-19. Again, everyone is currently assessing the situation. I am told that Gilmore is the only Patriots player from Tuesday's round of testing who came back positive, but the fact that you have three cases here for one team in a matter of days is something that they will take a close look at as New England is scheduled to host the Broncos on Sunday.
Tom Pelissero with a report on the Patriots and where things are at for them at the moment. 617-779-0985. Let's get to your calls. Brian is in Boston. He'll lead us off on the phones today. Hi, Brian.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Maybe a question for Bert when he comes on. Why did the league violate its own protocols Monday by making him travel and play on the same game day?
Well, that was agreed to prior to the season between the Players Association and the league. They changed that protocol to allow day of
they
game.
They changed that at the end after
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, they produced two straight days of negative tests multiple times.
It was part of the arrangement. This season, and it's 1 year only thing. But it is new. It's not a typical thing that would ever happen. But they did allow it for this year.
How many draft picks do you expect the Patriots to lose over this?
Zero. Stop it.
What?
Well, how many are the Titans going to lose? 16? They going to take the whole draft?
Certainly a possibility. Take their picks. Forfeiture of games on the table now. It's a possibility. You've got one coming up this weekend. Titans have two more positive tests, by the way. And so you've got to wonder, like, are they going to be allowed back to play?
Here's a problem, too. And this thing has got to frustrate Bill. It's like, you can't even coach.
Meaning what?
Meaning you can't get one-on-one with these guys. You can't even game plan right now. You don't know who's available. You normally have your three core good players that you kind of sculpt things around, so to speak. If you have a big stud nose tackle, you're running that 3-4 and you're staying in that base defense because that guy controls the line of scrimmage. He's gone. Now you got problems. You lose your cover corner, you got problems. You can mask it up. No pun intended. I mean, but they have depth. You know, they can play cover two. I mean, these guys ain't Gilmore.
Honestly, when these things happen, when you hear these things, yeah. It's like, oh, you can't game plan? Well, no kidding. You're playing in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
You work with what you
have. It's frustrating. But for the better coaches, you can't. Coaching is an advantage. Having Bill Belichick is an advantage.
And you don't think think it's an advantage right now? You think that the playing field is leveled?
Oh, no. I just you got to be different. It's different. Everything's different. You know,
see, but I think the coaching advantage still exists because no coach will be better at changing on the fly and working with what he has than Bill Belichick. How do you feel
travel
about
day a game and get his team ready to go the way Bill did?
Name a coach you think stinks. Pick one. You got a lot to pick from out there.
Bill O'Brien. Well,
no, can't pick him anymore.
Matt Patricia.
Yeah, Matt Patricia. No, but I think Matt knows what he's doing defensively. Stop it. Adam Gase.
All right. Perfect.
You're cute.
Adam Gase. Why don't we just stay in the division? Okay. McDermott, Gase, and
McDippy.
Yep. Who am I missing? Flores. Right? So you don't have all bad coaches there. You've got a young coach who's getting experience as the head man. You've got a good coach, I think, in McDermott in Buffalo, and you've got a putrid coach in New York. Out of all the coaches in the division, who's going to adapt the best if his team all of a sudden starts having COVID cases and there is no facility access in the week leading up to a game?
Bill.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
So the coaching advantage still stands. He's going to be better at it than anybody.
Sure.
Oh, I just lost four players. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Here's what we're going to do. So I get what you're saying. He can't coach the way he wants to
conceptually
coach.
Have limits.
He can't build a game plan the way he wants to build a game plan.
I can't be diabolical. I might only be able to be sinister. Yeah.
But the advantage still exists.
Right.
you're still, it's a sort of the scale slides a little bit, the entire scale, and he's still at the top. So I think the Patriots, from a coaching perspective, still have that edge over other teams. Jake in Boston. Jake, go ahead.
I think I'm rooting for chaos now, boys. But what is really needed on a day like today is Steve Cooper and Byron Barnett playing the hero reporter like they do with every other Patriot crisis. I need them tracking down this woman and the teenager.
You're going to put Steve Cooper in that? I'd put Byron Barnett in that. I would not put Steve Cooper in that. I would think Byron Barnett, he can't hold Byron Barnett's jock.
Correct. Byron Barnett is one. And then Steve Cooper may be like the beast.
I'd go Jonathan Hall.
There are a lot of names we named before Cooper
all you have to do, Jake, when you go to the next snowstorm and you see Steve Cooper with his sleeves rolled up at Home Depot buying salt and a shovel as he does to kick off.
Dan Housley. You need a Dan Housley on the job.
Yes.
Right? Patriots, right, positives.
We're all talking about Channel 7. Cooper's need them tracking down this woman and the teenager, and then they need to show up on Belichick's Zoom call, because that's what they do, don't they? They always show up at the press conference, and the Alpha R beat guys, because that's what Channel 7 does. They actually play real reporter. And especially now, guys, Patrick Mahomes is the next domino to fall, and these local beat reporters and you guys who had this information on Sunday and Monday didn't run with it, and all of a sudden the next Tom Pelissero report is him with this woman getting tested on camera. That's a total fail. Like, you all would need to be fired. And then, guys, to Hardy's point.
Yes, to Hardy's point. Yes.
To Hardy's point about locking these guys all in bubbles and how their social circles extend. Kennedy Stidham, who I guess Jared would start on Sunday, she was out and about in Providence yesterday, still on the governor's list of quarantine states, getting her hair done, going out for a salad. Now, Kennedy was with Jared that morning after that game. And mind you, Jared spent the end of the week with Cam in that QB meeting room. So these social circles, they not only extend and they go inward.
Would you say she is endangering the public?
She may be endangering the public.
There it is.
Go get a salad.
There it is.
Go get a salad.
There it is. But I mean, that's how life works. That's how the spread is happening.
We are now identifying players' wives as public health concerns.
Rhode Island's getting a bad rap in this whole thing.
Massachusetts over 4% today.
Boston.
Oh, Boston.
Yeah. So if Rhode Island's on the travel ban list, then Boston should be on the travel ban list. The rest of Massachusetts.
Of course. Boston should be first place you can never visit.
DK and Saugus on Cam Newton. DK.
I'm with you, Jim.
Yellow.
Hey.
Oh.
What's up,
hey,
DK?
Guys, hey. What's up, man?
Hey, I just want to chime in with COVID Cam. He was tested positive on Friday. And I actually saw him on Tuesday at the Seaport District in Boston.
Doing what?
And he was at a Shake Shack line with, a few of his friends and, like, some mistress. I mean, one of his fans, I guess.
Okay, so
he's waiting in line to pick up food.
That feels like a necessary thing that a player is going to do every day.
Well, Boston, the high rate there, and the main thing about
mask or no mask.
What's the issue with him?
What mask? But mask. Chick, okay. I don't know. I don't think she got a mask on. I actually got photos of it too. If you guys are interested.
Oh wait, you got photos?
What are you talking about?
Let's see them.
Yeah, I actually contacted news media. I don't want to, mention them, but they offered me a few hundred bucks for it. And I'm like, you know what? I think my morals are kind of like in check, so I'm not going to sell it.
No, you don't want to take money for that. You want to send them to us for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it for free for the boys.
Got a boy.
We'll take a look. We won't spread them around. We'll take a look.
You know our address. Give me your email.
You got it. Zoe at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I can't pull mine up from here. I don't have that. That at button's not working. You have to do yours.
I wish it were Beetle, but it's not. It's Mark with a C.
Mark with a C.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, change that.
I didn't create it.
Yeah, your mother.
Oh, my name. You want me to change my name? Yeah, no, I blame my parents for that.
Yeah.
That's their problem.
Creative.
Yeah.
It's like Sean.
Real artsy.
Sean, S-E-A-N. Not S-H-A-W-N. Sean. Yeah. Scene. Hey, Scene. No, Sean.
Isn't your brother-in-law a scene?
Yeah, he's a scene.
Okay. It just reminds me of you going off on names that end in vowels, like your son's name, but
don't go there again.
Okay. All right. I know it went.
You gonna be that guy again today?
No, it went bad. It went badly last time. You're right.
You started off pretty good today.
Is Hardy, right?
A lot of people recognize how cranky you've been.
Your email?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, you got a nickname email. How come I didn't get one? Zoe got one.
Zoe? They ask you what you want your email. I said Zoe. Z-O.
They never asked me anything.
They never asked me either. That's just what it was.
They didn't ask me jack squat.
Okay.
They asked me. When did that? That got created years ago. It's not like it's... What are you going to do?
Sean said F you. Do your job, Sean. Stop listening from Chicago.
Right.
Like, thanks for hitting us on the app, buddy.
Tap that app, 98.5sportshub.com.
My sister tapped that app, too. And all our friends.
All right, then.
Sean tapped sister.
Let's get to... No, stop right there. We're going to get to more of your calls. Bert's going to push back a segment till 11:20. So we got a couple more segments. We'll get a bunch of your calls in before we talk to Bert. That's coming up again at 11:20.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Pelissero is reporting that the NFL, as they investigate the Tennessee Titans, are looking into whether or not players have been working out together off-site while their facility has been closed down by the league. This is, again, coming just a couple minutes ago. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. The league is now investigating the players there.
I would get together, and from a timing standpoint, throw to receivers.
The Players Association is involved in the investigation as well. You would do that?
Yeah, you need to keep your timing up. Yeah. Look at Brady. Brady did it. Brady did it all offseason.
Not during a quarantine when there's an outbreak on his team.
They're not going in that facility.
So what? The point of the facility?
The outbreak's not in the facility. The outbreak's in the body of the players.
Right. It's not a facility that's dirty. It's the players. I don't mean to say dirty like that, but you know what I mean.
Do nothing. Just sit there virtually. Do nothing until game time.
Yes, that's what they told him to do.
The players walk out of that facility, though, and they say one of those sprayers, and then that's gone.
I'm not saying
so you want your season to continue. You got to stay away from each other and sort of try and let the dust settle and try and clear it out.
Yeah, I'm just saying
that's moronic if they did
that.
That's stupid.
You didn't go to Beatles' house to do shows in March and April, right? You went to your own house. You separated, isolated.
Yeah, but I'm not. We had timing issues. Remember? A, B, C. We figured it out, though.
Yeah, you're healthy, though.
Right.
If this turns out to be true,
you didn't get anything cancellations or anything.
If this is true, the Titans should forfeit games. That's it. Every Titans game that needs to be canceled,
you need to. What are the rules? What are the rules?
That's it. You lose.
Yeah.
You take a loss. This weekend, you lose. You don't get to play.
Were they told to stay away from each other?
Yeah, they were told to go home and quarantine and stay home. All of them were. That's why their own Players Association is investigating them, too, because the Players Association is saying, wait, we represent the health and safety of all the players in this league, and you idiots are putting that at risk. So they're being investigated by the league and the Players Association, and if that was going on there, then shame on them, and they should lose games. Every time they can't be at a game, the Steelers get their bye week back, okay? The Steelers get another bye, and you lose. That's absurd. You had an outbreak on your team. You had two more positive tests today. And you've been shut down by the league, and you just keep going about your business?
If I was healthy and we were quietly throwing, I would throw.
You don't know if you're healthy. That's the whole point.
But I'm just saying they're getting tested still every day, and they're told they're negative.
Yes.
And the guy's negative.
And two more guys were positive today, a week plus after it started.
Right. Oh, I know.
That is crazy.
It seems to be an overall thing, though, because as Pelissero continues to say, like they were already investigating the team.
Some was going their on. Lax protocols
the,
there.
The
some was going on prior,
use,
prior
lack
to the Vikings
stuff.
Game.
No tracking. The tracking devices weren't used as well. They weren't reporting symptoms in a timely fashion. So if that was your culture in your locker room, it makes sense the players would go work out together, yeah, right?
That's what I'm saying. If they weren't
shut
told,
them down.
They're telling like, hey. You
know, this is on Vrabel and Robinson.
This isn't even about, you know, I know that the NFL and the NFLPA are concerned with health. You know what they're going to be more pissed about from a league perspective is you're putting our season at risk. You're putting yourself and your job at risk by doing this. You know, at some point there is some sort of threshold where things get completely out of control and you end up having to put things on pause, like MLB delayed their year, like the NHL and NBA shut down at one point. Like, what are you doing? What fools and what a lack of control by the Titans
starts to talk.
And by Mike Vrabel.
It's leadership.
You know what they do when they hit you with the death penalty?
SMU?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, death penalty is meant a little less than that. But, you know, the lack of institutional control that they slap on head coaches, that's what they should get there right now. No, you know what? We're just going to end the Titans season because these jackasses can't get on board with even listening to us when things go wrong. Never mind do the right thing and try and keep your facility as safe as possible to keep our season going. No, you guys had a shutdown due to an outbreak, and you still can't avoid getting together and acting as if nothing's going on here? Forget it. You don't get to play anymore. We'll go on without you. A stupid team. That's obnoxious.
Like, I can see the kicker getting a long snapper and holder together. Like, we need to go to high school field and kick. Just to stay loose.
Can you kick off the little stick by yourself instead?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay.
Snap, hold,
are you
going
to be able
boom,
to play
go.
Sunday if you kick off the little stick instead of getting the long snapper and the holder together?
Yeah.
Would you rather play the game or would you rather work out?
I'd rather play the game.
I'm rooting for the NFL to hammer that team.
You get game checks, right? Not workout checks, right? They need to play games.
Yeah. I hope they hammer them. Bring down the hammer on the Titans. Make an example of them. They do. They need to be made an example of. That's reckless. Oh, so senseless in so many ways. Pete's in Philadelphia. Hi, Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks so much for taking my call. Mark, could not agree with you more with that Titans news that just came out. So here's my question. If players are going to still do whatever they want to do and they're going to act completely irresponsible, then somebody has to step in. And ultimately, that's where Goodell is paid the money with all of him and his clowns in his office to be able to make some kind of decision to save the season here. Nobody wants to see football in jeopardy. So as the commissioner and as the overlord of the football league, why not step in and create the in-season bubble? I realize that it might be late. We're talking about players sacrificing, leaving their families and all these things. But utilize two cities on the West Coast. Utilize two cities on the East Coast. A lot of schools haven't gone back. If we're worried about practice facilities, we could still contain that within a bubble to have training facilities at local colleges that don't have students or don't have anybody on campus for virtual learning. Schedule games at 9, 1, 4, and 8. That allows you to get the complete NFL slate still in with 12 weeks left to go. If there is an outbreak, then hey, you could at least contain it. We're limiting the social distancing. We're limiting all these things.
It's all the logistics are certainly possible. I mean, we don't even have to debate it. We know that could happen. It's all about that first thing you brought up. Players, they're not going to agree to it. So it comes down to. Pete, we can't even get them to agree to not practice when there's an outbreak on their team. And now you think they're going to go away from their family, friends, their homes, into a dorm room at a college for the next 4 months?
No.
No, they're not going to agree. They're not going to agree to it. They won't go for it.
And the league knows it and the owners know it.
I mean, it was hard to get the players to go for it in other sports. There was some convincing that had to go on in the NHL and the NBA for that to happen. They came around. And they did it.
And if you don't want to play, you have the option to sit out and take two options, and you could end up paying that money back next year when you make a team.
So that first part. Listen, the logistics, of course you could make it happen. Could you build a bubble? Could you build multiple bubbles? Of course. Is there space? Are there fields? Are there ways to do it? Yes. The logistics are certainly possible. All of it is. It's about a desire or a willingness on the part of the players, and it's not there. So I don't think you're going to see it. I don't think it's going to happen. Stan in Medfield. Hi, Stan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I just kind of think that, you know, the NFL, I don't know, threatening teams to take away their draft picks and fine them. I mean, they all knew this was going to happen. So, like, Titans aside, moving forward, how many more Patriots are going to test positive in the next I don't know, 4 days. You know, there's going to be another player tomorrow. There's going to be another player the next day. It's just going to be a big, huge domino effect. Don't hold the teams accountable because this is what the owners and this is what the players wanted. At the same time, who's to say that another player is not going to bow out of this season? Like, Patrick Mahomes' wife is home pregnant. You don't think she's on the phone right now with him and telling him to, I don't know, maybe we should rethink this whole thing.
I don't think that's going to happen. She was there. She was at the game. They're cheering him on. See, I think she likes him playing. Like Hardy said, she's a problem.
Don't.
You said.
Don't mix the messages.
You said no. This has nothing to do with that message. Yeah, I think she I think she likes the game. Yeah.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to more of your calls right after headlines. No commercials. Burt Breer at 1120.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.